All right. So you had a tough childhood, Shirley?
No, I had an ideal childhood.
Isn't it true that your mother would not let you get tampons?
That's the kind of abuse you had to suffer.
You know, everybody's had their own cross to bear.
I had a really happy childhood. I was just freaked out for no inexplicable reason. I love having my sad music. I want it always.
So what, when you got your period and you said to your mom, I need
sanitary towels, or I used towels at the time because I was like, you know, I didn't use.
And what did she say? Go use your socks?
She said you need to go to the chemist and get them yourself.
And you didn't want to?
No, I didn't want to, and I ran up to the top of the roof and threatened to commit suicide with a carving knife.
Just for that?
Well, I was really young. I was 11 years old. I was totally freaked out.
11 years old, you got your period?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very feminine. That is a very feminine thing to have at 11 years old. Oh, for goodness sakes. You're all woman. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes, I am.
How old were you when you started having sex?
Well, it depends what you term as sex. I suppose I started interfering with boys when I was about 14.
14. Uh-huh. Robin started at 9.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it's true.
Wait.
Here's two things that Shirley has said that
I
love.
You're so silly.
I love the fact that you love to give oral sex to men. That's your favorite thing to do. I applaud that.
Wow. It's not my most favorite thing to do.
It's not going to be your favorite. What is your favorite? Sexual intercourse?
No, I like them doing it to me.
Oh, you do? Okay. And also, the thing that I really applaud you on, you think circumcision is horrible. I am circumcised, and I dread the day my parents mutilated me.
Well, you can grow it back, though, we learned.
Give
up hope, Howard.
Is your husband circumcised?
No, he is not. He's all there.
He's all man. What about you guys? You guys circumcised?
They're circumcised.
Yeah. You are, right? Oh. Don't you feel that's mutilation? What about Sir Shagalot? You too, right?
Yeah.
We were mutilated at young ages.
It's terrible.
It is horrible. And I agree with Shirley wholeheartedly
that it is wrong.
And I've gotten on the air and said that this is wrong.
Yeah, we've had some horrible arguments about this.
Right. I love Shirley's red hair. What, you guys argue about circumcision?
One night during the making of the new album, we got into a horrific argument.
I was really drunk, though, and I was being irrational, but I was right. I was right.
I'm telling you, it's wrong. Okay, do you guys have kids?
No.
You have a son?
Daughter.
Oh, a daughter. Oh, then we can't talk. No. I thought if someone had a son and they get him circumcised, it's wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
I like Shirley's red hair. Is that your natural red hair?
Well, this has been enhanced, but I am a redhead naturally. Yes. Yeah, you know this.
You have red pubic hair. Oh. Yeah. I know all about that. I'd like to see that sometime, if I may.
Oh, I can show you. It's no problem.
Really? Thank you. All right. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So, the point is, the new album is here.
Yes.
The new album is here by Garbage. And before you guys perform live, I would like to play a little bit of the single Special. What is so special? What does special mean? Is that a song about me?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, that was a question I didn't expect. I'm surprised he isn't asking me the questions that we thought he'd ask.
Well, what would you think I'd ask you?
We thought you were going to ask me if I did anal.
All right. Do you do anal sex?
Giving or receiving?
No, you don't give unless you wear a strap-on. Do you wear a strap-on? Do you enjoy anal sex, really? I'd be curious, because Robin, I know, is an aficionado.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. He's obsessed with doing anal sex.
I can't picture Robin doing that.
It depends who's giving it, obviously.
Right, so you've done it.
Yes.
And you enjoy it.
I have done it, and I've also really found it despicable.
Oh, you do? You don't like it?
I said I have done it.
And you find it despicable?
And I find it despicable. And
why?
I've done it, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh, I see. Depends on who your partner is.
Absolutely.
And your husband, you enjoy it with?
I enjoy doing everything with my husband.
And how often do you have sex with your husband?
Once a year, if I'm lucky.
Right, because you hardly ever see him.
Exactly.
Does he go on the road with you guys?
Occasionally.
Sometimes.
Right, but most times, what does he do?
I'm bringing him out for Thanksgiving.
What does he do for a living?
He's an artist.
He is.
He's a sculptor.
It doesn't work. Okay, so he surely supports him.
I support him.
You do. I'm
a bread earner.
Right. You don't mind that?
No, because he's a great cook.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you ought to do? You and your husband ought to videotape yourselves in bed and put it on the internet.
No, that would be foul.
It would be.
Yeah.
You would not like that.
No.
You love Courtney Love so much that if anybody makes fun of her, you would scratch their eyes out.
Not quite, but I really love her.
I love her too. Yeah. I do like her a lot. We had her on the show. I thought she was great.
Yeah, she's really smart, and she's frighteningly smart, actually, way more than people give her credit for.
I don't know if I could hang with her more than an hour, though.
She'd eat you for breakfast.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's intense.
She's a lot to take care of.
She is. Yeah. She's a little bit...
to handle.
Yeah, she's a little bit intense.
But that's what's exciting about her in a way. I mean,
yeah,
I
you never know what's going to happen.
She's full on.
Shirley, you love sniffing glue, is that right? When you were younger, you would like to sniff glue?
I used to sniff glue.
I haven't done tons of drugs. I never sniffed glue. There was something...
That didn't get you.
Well, like you've always... I mean, it was a lo-fi experience. It made me all spotty around my chin and...
It made you put spots on your chin. I like a girl with spots on her chin. I mean, she's loose. Any of you guys ever sniff glue?
No.
I would never think to sniff
that
glue.
That is moronic, I think.
One of the wildest things.
It is kind of silly.
It's the cheapest, that's all.
Right.
Is that what it is?
But yeah, that's when you get into the household cleaners and the glue.
Mm. It's actually very dangerous, and I don't recommend it. Yeah.
And what is it you mean? I want to just clarify this. When you say you like a man to be smelly and stuff, when you want... In other words, it's important for
you... You're quoting me.
When you're with... wait a second. Let me get this straight. Here's your view on sexuality.
I don't like men to be smelly.
Yes, you do. You like men who can watch you go to the bathroom and then have sex with you.
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
You couldn't do that.
I would fart for you. But I have a friend who's never seen his wife go to the bathroom.
See, I think that's really freaked.
I've seen my wife go to the bathroom. I prefer not to see that, to be honest with you. Because who wants to think about that?
I think it's so cute. When I see my husband pee, I think it's the cutest thing ever.
You do. You're only 2 years married. Wait. No, you're so cute.
You'll be asking him to close the door soon.
Any of you guys in love with Shirley in the band? Is it hard to work with her because she is attractive? I mean, seriously, did any of you think about her sexually?
No.
I don't believe any of you.
No. Now, come on.
I don't.
No, trust me, they don't.
I don't believe it.
No.
If I worked alongside you, I would get a crush on you in 2 seconds. I mean,
yeah, then you'd have to deal with my temper tantrums.
So what?
You would go off me really quickly.
Have any of the guys in the group ever pleasured themselves to Shirley? Like, have you ever laid down
in
bed?
No, but our A&R man has. He just recently confessed to me.
Howard?
Yes.
I think the reason you're probably not going to get an honest answer is I think some of the guys have, like, wives or girlfriends here.
Oh, they're all here, I see.
Oh,
can you cover their ears so the guys can speak honestly? No, I mean, there'll be nothing wrong with fantasizing about sleeping with Shirley. Have you all seen Shirley nude?
Yeah.
In
there. Don't tell.
Where do you see her nude? Seriously.
In the dressing room.
Inadvertently in the dressing room.
Oh, really? When you guys are changing and stuff, and Shirley's it's no big deal to her to take all her clothes off in front of you?
No, it is a big deal. She makes us turn around.
Oh, she does. And yeah. But there's a mirror or something, and you can sneak a peek.
Yeah.
And you like what you generally see. I mean, she looks like she has a fantastic body. It's all covered up in a coat, but...
You're... Oh, my God.
Why are you wearing a... It's all right. It happened.
I'm really sorry.
I've done it, too.
Because it's freezing in
here. It's freezing. That's why you're wearing the fur coat? Can we turn up the heat?
Jeez.
Crying out loud? This is absurd.
I'm really sorry. I know I was supposed to not swear. That man that told me not to is going to go crazy.
Why do you want the Spice Girls tarred and feathered?
I no longer have any anger inside me for the Spice Girls. I'm over that.
I could understand why. It's vapid kind of music. It's boring. It doesn't add anything to the great music that's out there.
It's kind of phony.
There's nothing wrong with having those feelings about the Spice Girls.
I think I love you today, Howard.
You do, don't you? Yeah. Hey, you're falling in love with me.
I am falling in love with you.
Good. That's what I want. when you perform your song, I want to drag you around by the hair.
Is she supposed to continue singing?
Yes. The whole time. No, I would think it'd be very sexy to sleep.
You understand me and you understand the whole Spice Girls thing, and that's me in your pocket.
But of course I do. I mean, I would imagine that good, solid musicians like yourself would think, oh my God, what's music coming to? It's all so vapid. It's all so bland. It's like what was going on in the 80s.
See, that's not what I have a problem with. Like, I think as a pop band, a pop phenomenon, they're fine. It's when they try and sort of give themselves credence that I have a problem with that.
That exactly turns me on, baby. Let me tell you something. I would let you watch me move my bowels.
It's our romantic music now.
Do you hear what I said?
No.
I would let you watch me move my bowels. Because I know you like that. Because I know it turns you on. That would be beautiful. Oh,
such a lucky
that's
girl.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Now, now you guys have made a lot of money. Were you struggling for years? Was it hard to make a living?
Yeah.
It was.
Of course.
And now you have... Are you millionaires? I would say you are.
No.
You're not? Not yet. Didn't you, in fact, hire a plane with the Smashing Pumpkins and fly yourselves to the MTV Awards?
That's why we're not millionaires.
That is, we're not millionaires.
You keep spending all your money on silly stuff.
Them.
All right, but now you got houses and stuff like that, so it's very exciting to be making a living as musicians, right? For years, your family's goofed on you, said, why don't you get a real job? The whole thing, and now it's working out, and now all of a sudden you're a genius.
All of a sudden we're on Howard Stern show.
Yeah, right. Now all of a sudden it's a big deal. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, now... The new album is called... Wait a second. The new single is called Special. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Am I playing that now? Okay, let me play that. Let me hear a little of this.
Let's hear that.
All right, hold on. I got to make sure I have this all set up.